Blog Talk Radio.
One and welcome to another episode of Wise Minds. This is your radio host and producer for Wise Minds, for Mr. John Sinnias T. Lange Jr., Gigi Adams Evans. Tonight, our topic is ongoing. Our first and foremost topic is always about bullying, the bullying epidemic, and how we can learn how to teach each other. And you can learn from this radio show how to help your loved ones learn how to deal with bullying, the bullying process. It is a worldwide epidemic. It's not going away anytime soon. There is no foreseeable solutions as we would like for them to be. But if you can go to www.wisemindevelopment.org and you'll be able to read about who are we in Wise Mind, that will help you to engage in renewing your mind and learning how to deal with all the issues, negative issues in your life. Again, our topic is renewing the mind, and I'd like to add this little piece before we get ready to start the show. And it's from a very dear friend of ours, Ms. Bilhana Ahmad. She's a doctor and PhD who lives in Switzerland, and she's always collectively sending information for us to read on the air. This is a very interesting bit of information that Bilhana has sent, and it's from Quantum University. And there is also a YouTube clip that you can go to look at on YouTube about Pablo's dogs. Now, this clip that's on YouTube is from Dr. Joe Dispenza on Pablo's dog and the placebo effect from his presentation at the World Summit of Integrative Medicine. Now, although this show is a content of Wise Mind and Energy, it also has to deal with the mind in itself, because we're dealing with pain too. And renewing the mind also has a very different effect in learning how to combat different issues of the mind. Renewing it for one, pain control for another, learning how to be a better person, learning to get spiritually involved, all of those things are integrated into this show and with every show that we have. Now, I'm going to read to you about Pablo's dog. Pablo was one of the early scientists that really began to speak ground on the concept of classical conditioning. Classical conditioning. He was interested in measuring salivary glands or enzymes, so his experiments, he used a dog. He offered a dog a meal and rang a bell. He had a stimulus, and then he produced a response. That's amazing. What he's doing is making the dog remember. Now, that's the mind stimulus. But along with feeding the dog a meal, he had a conditioned stimulus, an additional one, and it was ringing a bell. So every time he fed the dog a meal, he rang the bell. And after a period of exposure, he was able to take the meal away and ring the bell without feeding the dog. Now, mind you, the dog has already had this conditioned stimulus, and he's listening, although he's waiting for the meal to eat, he knows that with the ring of the bell, the meal is going to come. He was able to take the meal away and ring the bell, and the dog would begin to associate the past experience with the present moment. The expectation of food still produced the salivary glands in a response that, hey, it's about time for me to eat. So, in other words, most conditionings are based on the past. So if you take someone who has been dependent on a medication, for example, for pain, for a period of time with pain, and that pain is a certain color and has a certain shape, and that pill has been able to reduce the person's pain levels for a period of time, it's highly possible that you could substitute that pill with a pill that looks just like the pill they've been taking. And by association, remember, the dog listened to the bell. He waited on the meal. That's mind association, and that's a form of renewing your mind, because you're conditioning it with a stimuli to make sure that you're in preparation for whatever comes next. That's how you also use and work your mind for mind energies in a certain way. Now, if you just look for a moment at what I said, or listen for a moment, just like that pill Dr. Pablo was working on, the association, the moment that a person will see a pill that is in intense pain. You know what happens next? Their bodies begin to biologically and chemically change in preparation for that event. The same thing, the same events that happen when we have mind renewal. In other words, when Pablo rang the bell and the dog heard the sound, it created the image from the past experience of what was about to take place in present moment. And the dog's body automatically, autonomically, physiologically, and chemically, subconsciously, began to change in preparation for the event. So people, in other words, the dog's body, just like with our mind, was beginning to believe it was in the experience ahead of the actual experience. That's how you do mind renewal also. You start to concentrate and you focus on what is to become. The song that I Am the Body Electric, I remember a long time ago from a movie that I watched called Fame. That reminds me a lot of preparation for myself and mind energy and refocusing and revamping myself. So in the many placebo studies, primarily around pain and depression and asthma, you can actually give someone some type of substance that they think is a real substance because it looks like it, and their body begins to produce the same chemicals by conditioning, just like Pablo's dog. Think about it. Dr. Joe Dispenza is one of the keynote speakers at the World Summit of Integrative Medicine in 2015. He has a unique all-online event featuring 49 speakers presenting their most innovative ideas in healthcare. His full presentation is available on demand at http://worldsummitintegrativemedicine.com/Dr.Joe-Dispenza. D-I-S-P-E-N-Z-A. Now, this was a long recording, a long advertisement, but I think it's worth it because it gives way to the thought process of mind renewal. Also, in a thought process that we have the ability to change. We have the ability to see beforehand what is to come after we have a mind stimulus. So we need that mind stimulus in order to reshape our lives. Now, without further ado, I'm going to bring in Tito. How you doing, Tito?
Hi, Gigi. I'm doing okay. I'm doing well tonight. And looking forward to rumble with you. I'd like to greet everyone, our listeners, and letting them to know how appreciative that we are to each one of them for supporting Wise Mind since we got started. And our vision, or the vision of where Wise Mind is flourishing, it is all happening because of them. So, my dear friends, I like to encourage you to get in the dialogue. Call in 646-200-3817 at any moment, or with a comment or question, or you can text at GG1015. Is that correct, Gigi?
I'm sorry, what did you say, Gigi, at what, 1015?
Yes,
GG1015.
Yeah, GG1015
at Twitter, on Twitter. Yeah.
Correct, on Twitter. So, we have a very good show that is prepared for you, and the title of it, as Gigi mentioned to you, is The Renewal of the Mind. Before we get, as a preamble to the actual show, I'd like to recap with you to the mind, the universal relativity theory of the mind, which I've discovered and used to create many different approach of education to enable the mind to universal wisdom education to guide and guard the mind decision-making process in many, many different instances. One of them, self-development, character development, well, bullying the solution, which is the title of the show tonight, and of course, yes, the show is Wise Mind. The radio show title is Wise Mind Radio Show. So, the mind is an entity that is formed by three components. One of them is the conscious. The second one is conscience. And the third one is our doubt. We need, okay, the mind was created the way that it is created. It is to enable each and every one of us to create any energy that we need during our physical journey on Earth. Because we, human being, is two components that forms one entity. There is the human, there is the being. However, unfortunately for so many, their minds has only been activated at the being level, at the human level, which makes it so difficult or even impossible for that mind to reason, vision, and create at the being level, in which this makes it so hard in many situations. That is, I'm saying this in refer to the reading and the dialogue that Gigi had with you. Many individuals who are who becomes addicted to any kind of forms of medications, whether self-medicated or prescription drugs, it has a lot to do with their own minds bullying them. There are questions that are bothering them, and they do not have any answer for them. In other words, they do not know how to create an answer to the challenges that they are facing. So, for example, in the case of a person who is, let's say, alcoholic, unfortunately, is that when the unanswered question is bothering them or bullying their minds, they usually would go on and drink because, while in the when their minds, their brains are but nervous central nervous system is numb, that seem to give them a relief from the annoyance of whatever the issue it could be, but it doesn't go away like that. And this is one reason why Wise Mind Universal Wisdom, Wise Mind Radio Show, and Wise Mind Universal Wisdom Education is so, so important. And I like to mention to everyone, I'm sharing with you from feedback that I get from individuals from all over the world, that they are very pleased, very thankful that they were able to very easily discovered, or other words, what they read from Wise Mind ebook, which is in our website, help their minds to reconnect with their cores and their beings, and they become complete again. So I would encourage everyone to always, when you have a chance, I would encourage you to go to our website, www.wisemindevelopment.org. Wise Mind Development is one word. Pick up a copy of that ebook. It is published in our ebook format. You can go directly to smashwords.com, which is the publisher, and download a copy or send one to a friend or a person that you know, so you both are following the same understanding and the same wisdom understanding. You can have great conversation between you. Well, we are approaching, we already are at the first break of the show. Let me turn over the mic to Gigi to see what she's got to tell us. Gigi?
Yeah. All right, thank you. Thank you so much, Tito, and I hope that you're feeling better, and I'd like to say hello to my family and friends, and thank you for all of the support in our times of loss with our loved one, and I pray that you all are doing all well and happy, and that your day has been a productive day for you. Thank you all, and thank you for all the supportive friends that have been on our side. Wise Mind was created almost a year now. It's coming up to its anniversary pretty soon, and I would like to say thank you for supporting Tito and myself, for all of the wonderful emails that you've sent or you've tweeted to Tito. He has thousands and thousands of tweets, and I'm sure they're ongoing every day for support, and really giving him a shout-out for being the modern philosopher that he is. On the other hand, so many people are out there, as we talk about these topics every Wednesday. I was not able to do that last week, but I'm back again, and we're back on track. And I ask for your support and supporting Wise Mind by going to www.wisemindevelopment.org and picking up a copy of Tito's books, Wise Mind and Who Are We. You'll find it find them very interesting, and you'll find it very useful in your everyday life, because it helps to kind of reshape and renew your mind to a positive way of thinking. It also helps you with learning the process of understanding bullying and learning how to not be bullied yourself, learning how to stand up and say, no, there's no more of this. The show is a very innovative show, a very wonderful show that we have. We do encourage you to call in at 646-200-3817, because our topics are not just about the topic matter all the time, because we can get off into so many other topics within that course of the main topic itself. So having said that, I would like for you to really engage and think about, you know, donating to Wise Mind. And you can donate to TITO, that's Tito Lodge, at yahoo.com, to help us to keep the show on the air and to help support Wise Mind, Wise Mind Institute as well. So I'm going to give the mic back to Tito, and we'll go from there. But don't forget, call in at 646-200-3817. We're here from 7 to 8 p.m., and I have other advertisements to play along the way in the show. But we're going to go ahead and get busy with the nature of the topic, bullying and renewing the mind. Tito?
Thank you so very much, Gigi.
You're welcome.
Okay. The renewal of the mind is meant to be a routine practice for all minds to continuously practice as a self-development lifestyle. And from my own trend of thoughts, reasoning on this, sorry, I find it to be making sense that renewal of the mind is to be a pattern that each mind is to be taught and encouraged to do, and to do so on its own at any moment it so wish to do that, because here is one way to understand this. Since you were born, and for many of us it's since we were in our mother's womb, our minds are registering information. When we are able to hear, when we were born, from the minute we were born, our minds is taking notes. I would say through the power of our conscious, which is the vault where all informations are being held, he's been holding on to a bunch of information that you may never get to know at the age that we are, let's say, even if we are, even if you are about 12, 13 years old, that's 12, 13 years of information that some of them, definitely many of them, are no longer necessary. And many of them are very, very important, especially wisdom, because wisdom is energy. They don't fade away. Yes, there are many forms of wisdom. You can, through self-development wisdom, education, which you choose, specific wisdom you choose to cultivate and allow to influence your thought process, there are some informations that are in your mind that in your conscious you no longer need. And many of them also needs to be thrown away. You are not going to be able to know any which one of them unless you go through the process of renewing your mind all the time. And do not, I like to quote unquote mention to you that the renewal of your mind is not any activities that is going to continuously asking for your focus in time. No. There are wisdom that's what wisdom does. Pick and choose wisdom that you want for now. You want to influence your mind when it is making decisions. And the more you cultivate it, not only the wisdom that will guide you, but the energy of those wisdom that will also develop within you at the human level, because most energies there are two versions of them. One is spiritual, that means one is universal, that means it was created by love. And the second is the one that your mind can and do create. So when you expose, when you choose to expose your mind to any of those wisdom and encourage them to take place in your life, become part of your existence, of your mind's existence, yes, they will do it for you. So you, whether you are busy at work or you're doing things, whatever that it is, your mind will continue to work. And to support that, what I know is that even now, we would be busy driving, for example, and a bunch of thoughts are, I mean, thoughts that are going or coming through our minds, there are about at least a couple hundred per second. Because, well, that is the ability of the mind to discern which one to follow up, follow through on. And even though it takes wisdom to know and understand which one that you want to allow your mind to be guided by, to be directed by. So that is one reason why it is so important that you get together with me for a session on the renewal of the mind, because here is a fact very important. It is for each and every mind. Each mind is unique. Yes, wisdom, and this show, I usually say that it is an educational show, which is true. It is an educational show. Your mind is unique. That means it understands reasons, visions, and create through its own uniqueness. Even though it's doing the same thing physically, it appeared that it's doing the same physical activity that someone else is. Your body is doing the same physical activities as someone else does, but in reality, your purpose, your reasons for doing it is and will always be unique only to the uniqueness of your mind. And this is one reason why I am encouraging you not to engage in spiritual journey on your own without getting I would say on your own understanding, human understanding. You need coaching. You need guidance to get you in. And until you are spending time in an undivided focus to determine approximately how and the uniqueness, approximately the uniqueness level of your mind, you can learn every book there is, you will still be off because of the uniqueness of your own mind. And that is one reason why I'm encouraging you to, when you're ready to do that, to check in with me. One session will be plenty, you know, to get you going, to get you on your way in the process, into the journey. One, I'd like to remind you that your mind is processing so many thoughts in a second. And majority of those, you are not even aware of. Because each and every one of the awareness that you need to have when you're engaged in development, cultivation and development of your own energies, yes, you have the wisdom to do that are available for you, but again, don't think that you can figure it out on your own hand how to do it. You need coaching to get you going. I'm not going to be always be there to talk about the same thing with you, like session in the practice of clinic psychology. No, that will not happen. A one time will be plenty. And if there is any additional reasons for which that I need to do a follow up with you for a few minutes, I will do it. And as well, for you, if you have a question, you can ask after the session. So we are at the second break. We arrived to the second break of the show. I'm going to turn the mic over to Gigi so I can get some refreshment. And let's see what Gigi has for us in the store. Gigi?
Yes, connection, are we there?
Yes, my dear.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead and, ladies and gentlemen, and sit back for a moment, and I'm going to play some advertisements and a little music, and we'll be back to finish the show. This is the Wise Mind Radio Show with myself, Gigi Adams-Evans, and modern philosopher, Mr. Jovinius T. Lodge, Jr. So sit back and enjoy the advertisements, and we'll be back momentarily.
Fonsi.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Power, the instrumental version on Spotify. Hope you enjoyed it. I hope everyone had an opportunity to get their water and to get refreshed for the last segment of the show. And we engage in dialogue every Wednesday, and we ask that you join in, 646-200-3817, Tito.
Thank you so very much, Gigi. I'd like to say hello to Professor Bilhana. She is an amazing lady. Thank you so much, Bilhana. Bilhana Aman, yes, she is in Switzerland. The renewal of our minds is the action of adjusting and readjusting the mind through maintenance. Every time we take the moment to examine our deeds, it is a way of that, or other words, this is how we. That's part of renewing our mind. We cannot shape or reshape our lives. We cannot shape or reshape our lives if we are not aware of the wisdom that influences the thoughts which it impulsively nurture. Very important to understand that the impulses that we physically reacted on, they are not impulse of the brain. Most of them, they are. The brain is there to find as a center as a center of communication for the body. If there is a need, the brain will be very active looking for immediate gratification to satisfy the need, but not the mind. Most impulse that we, or other words, our mind has its own impulsive reactions too. And the only way that we can discover them is to be aware, is to become aware of them. And to become aware of them, there are specific activities that you have to create. One of them is the practice of patience. I have seen many individuals, I have come across many individuals who says that, well, we are, that's the way I am. No, that's not the way you are. You allow yourself to be behaving. You allow your mind to be behaving the way it does. And you can correct that. Remember, there is nothing, no behavior that you find yourself practicing that it is not first commanded by your mind. Gigi, do you have a caller?
Yes, we do have a caller from a 754 exchange. Hello, caller. Thank you for calling in. I think it's Jeanette. I'm not sure. But hello, would you like to say anything, caller? Okay, it's probably Jeanette Tito. Remember, she's at work.
Mm-hmm.
And she listens in.
Oh, yeah, and I talk.
Yeah, but if it is her, I believe it. I can't remember the exchange, but thank you for calling in and listening anyway. We hope you stay with us for the duration of the show. So back to you, Tito.
Thank you so very much. Well, let me pick up where we were, from where we were. You are not going to invent or reinvent your life effectively, except by reassessing its content first. If you do not know the contents of your mind, I mean, I at least have a very good idea about what the contents of your mind, meaning that wisdom that has been, forces that has been bullying your mind, and wisdom that had been protecting it and guiding it, you would not know what to do. Examining renewal of the mind also began with the practice of examining every action you take, every thought that happy to be interesting to you. Don't rush your, be patient. Don't try to get everything done in one day. If you are 25 years old, it takes 25 years old to fill up your mind with things. You're not going to be able to go through them and one by one or reassessing all of them within a week, a month, or something like that. You have other things to do too. However, the right way to approach that is to expose your mind to the universal wisdom of renewal of the mind. And many, there are other wisdom that will reshape your mind. So on its own, it can be doing that, because when you encourage your mind, that's all it needs. When you encourage it, this is what you like for it to do, it does it 24/7 on your behalf. So do not right away hesitate that, oh my goodness, yes, it's good, it's very important, to do that. I mean, there are so many thoughts, ideas. I'm sorry about that. Thoughts, ideas, and even forces that are bullying my mind. I like to get to have my house in order. But to do that, you need wisdom education. There is no, this is not a place to guess. And you cannot guess at the being level. No. There is nothing to guess. The minute you leave the human level, there is nothing to guess. All information you need are available to you. How you approach each and every one of them determines how you're going to react to each and every one of them. And yes, Wise Mind, Universal Wisdom Education, through the radio show, books, consultations, and even classes that education that I create that for individual, for groups of individuals. Again, it based on the request by whom, from whom, and for whom. It is not your mind, again, is a unique energy. That is why it is so wrong and a major mistake and foolish too to, I forgot the term for it, but look at somebody and put that person in the category of people in your own mind. There is a term for it, but anyway, I cannot get it, and I'm not going to spend more time in it. But that is wrong. A mind that never been exposed to, let's say, wisdom of patience is not one that's going to be making decisions or right decisions when it requires for patience to kick in. And by the way, patience is, there are two forms of it. Though it's energy, there are two versions of it. One is spiritual and one is human. Patience is the energy that holds every one of your energies as a whole while you're going through this journey on Earth. For example, you choose, you are committed to go through the journey of renewing your mind. Patience is going to play a big role in the success of renewing your mind. There are times, patience, there are times that you have to run. There are times that you have to crawl. There are times that you have to stay quiet. There are times you have to be busy doing something that you really don't like to do, either for yourself or for the time being or for someone else. Patience can be interpreted, or the wisdom of patience and its energies can be seen in so many different aspects of our lives. But you need to, in order for patience to be its energy wisdom to be influential in your mind, for your mind when making decisions and nurturing thoughts. Your mind had to already been connected with its energy. And its wisdom is already used to, it's already have energy connection with yours. Because remember, you are unique being, and your being, which creates your mind, it creates it to its energy image, makes it unique to the energies of your being. No one else in any universe, including this one, has the same mind as you do. Don't forget that. The journey of renewing your mind begin with honesty. My dear friend, you cannot enter any journey or search journey. The journey of renewing your mind is one that is done or can only be done through meditation, in meditation and with meditation. Your being is energy, meaning that you are a spiritual entity. Honesty is the cardinal language through which all energies communicate. As it comes to my mind, I want to point this out to you. There is force, there is energy. All energies are of love. Force is the darkest and nastiest form of, I don't even think about it much. Force destroys. For anything that you want to destroy, use force. Force doesn't do anything right. Nothing right is done through force. When you have information or a thought that your mind picked up on, when, let's say, if you are 35 years old right now, and your mind did pick up on a thought when you were maybe 3 years old, and create faith, beliefs, etc. for it, you might be going around and tell everyone you were born like that. That's not true. The reality is that this may have happened to you so early in life that it is fair to say that you were born like that. Yes, I would understand that, and it makes sense. That is, I make this assertion based on the fact that when we were born, our minds were slate clean. Nothing was in it except what we found on Earth. So this journey, the journey of encouraging your mind to routinely do this, routinely renewing itself by testing knowledge it already has. Do I still need, question them, reason through them, testing them to see how strong they are, in where there is room for them in the life that you want to exist as. If not, thank the knowledge it is an energy. Thank it and ask it to leave. And every time that It won't go like that. Every time that thoughts from the same knowledge for which you already have beliefs and faith comes back, we place it with one of the wisdom that you choose to be most influential in your mind. Because this is what bullying is, again, as we are closing the last minute in closing for the show tonight. There are many, many forms of bullying, and the one that the naked eyes cannot see is thoughts. A thought can bother you, can bully you for years, and you never get to understand why are you reacting and doing the things that you're doing. And from a physical approach, the person who physically bullies someone else is someone who takes the frustration of his own mind being bullied on someone else. Thank you so very much for joining us tonight. Thank you. I'd like to say thank you to Bilhana Amon in Switzerland. And every one of you around the globe, we know that in many countries, individuals are listening to Wise Minds Wise Minds Radio Show, educational radio show. We thank you so much. Invite your friends to do the same. And use the same link to listen and tape the show on your computer. Later on, you can listen to it at your leisure. I look forward to seeing you again next week, next Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Meanwhile, be safe or stay healthy and be safe. Thank you again, Gigi.
Again, I'd like to say that the show was about practicality of renewing your mind with our subtopics as far as the bullying is concerned. So we engage in dialogue on a Wednesday night basis about bullying, and our subtopics can vary. So give us a call at 646-200-3817. As we come to an end in our series tonight for the renewal of our minds, it's very important that we spend a few articles learning how to use the practical applications of this message. You can get in touch with Tito Lange at TitoLange@yahoo.com. That's TitoLange at yahoo.com. So it's very important. And how do we renew our minds daily? We can go very different routes: meditation, the Bible, being ourselves in a peaceful environment, removing all negativity. Those are some of the special things that you can do, along with, of course, this informative show tonight. So have a wonderful evening, and may God bless. Good night.